Blackstone presents Dark Moon, Shallow Sea by David R. Slayton. This book is read by Michael David Axtell. To Alfred Utton, who kept the faith even when I lost the light. Part 1. The City in the Grief. Only mortals die forever. Graffiti carved on the garden wall. Chapter 1. Moon. The smell of wilting flowers and spent candles almost masked the odor of decay. Rafe pressed against a statue and fought to keep from trembling as the knight with the flaming sword paced nearer. He didn't have much time. The sun would soon set, and the temple doors would close. If they did not find him, he'd be trapped. If they found him, they'd burn him alive. Golden-haired and handsome, the knight approached Rafe's hiding place, waving his sword like a torch. It should be easy. One jab to the neck would do it. Rafe drew his knife. The knights of Hyperion, god of the sun, had murdered Phoebe, goddess of the moon. With her had gone the tides and the path to the underworld. They'd razed her temples and burned her priests, the only family he'd ever known. A decade later, the screams of the orphans still echoed in his dreams, and he shook at the sight of fire. No matter how tonight went, he'd need a long pull from the rum bottle if he wanted any sleep. Rafe gripped the blade and inhaled the crypt's moldy air. It wouldn't be murder, not really. He tensed, ready to spring, and lowered his hand. The knight deserved it. They all did. But Rafe wasn't like them. They were his enemies, and yet he couldn't do it. Sinking back into the shadows, he waited for the chance to slip away. New flames lit the direction of his escape. Another sword, another knight, approached the tomb where the handsome one stood guard.
"It's almost sunset," the second knight said.
Older, he wore a beard of steely wool.
"Get to your penance, Seth."
"I can guard with you," Seth protested. He looked about Rafe's age, but sounded eager and youthful, probably because he hadn't spent the last decade on the streets. The veteran sneered.
"I don't need the likes of you. Say that the dark doesn't seduce you."
"Yes, Sale."
Seth marched away, shoulders shrunk with disappointment. Despite himself, Rafe felt a pang of sympathy for the young knight. Seth had been gone a few moments when Zale.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?